Your speaker is David Bridges.
I wish we would look on the book of Psalms, chapter 92, about three or four verses. It says, "The righteous shall flourish like this palm tree, and shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him." I want you to look especially to verse 14. "That they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing." Today I want to talk to you about a subject that I'm familiar with, and that is growing old. Usually we want to spend a lot of time on lessons to our young people, and that's great. But seldom do we hear lessons preached to us who are growing older. So today we want to talk about those who are able to grow old and growing old gracefully in the home. I think this is something that is necessary for us. But here the psalmist said that they shall flourish like a tree. They shall be planted, if you will, and bring forth fruit. And even speaking of that in old age, some grow old in love, kindness, maturity. Some grow old with a different attitude, that of being sour and senile and grouchy and grumbly, where nobody can get along with them. So as we think about growing old gracefully, I think that's an important subject to us. How old is old? Well, that's pretty difficult to define. Heard a speaker at Heritage Christian College begin his speech, and he had been there for several years, and he says, I'm getting old as dirt. Now that'd be pretty old. But as we look at growing old, I think there are many things about growing old that are precious and some that are not so precious. But if we ask somebody how old is old, you have various and sundry answers. When you sit down in a rocking chair and you can't get it started, then we know that we're growing old. When everything hurts and what doesn't hurt don't work, we're growing old. And again, that gray-haired lady that you help across the street, you look around and it's your wife. You know you're growing old. But the thing of it is, as we look at the Bible, and in Proverbs 16 and 31, says, "A hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness." So if we are growing old, and we admit we're growing old, surely this is a great thing in the sight of God. But let me say today, number one, that I believe, and I'm persuaded of this, that growing old is a great honor. Now, we can look at it with a dread and be deeply concerned about it, but I believe that when we pile up on ourselves number of years, that this is a great honor. I believe the Bible would substantiate this simple fact, that God has blessed us and we're able to get older in years. And again in Proverbs 6 and 2, the Bible says to those who are young that they are to honor their father and mother. So we are to be honored in our maturity by our children that we raise up. In Proverbs 16 and 31, it talks about it being a crown of glory. Says a hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the ray of righteousness. So when that gray hair begins to permeate our head, it may look like the snows of winter have piled upon us. But here, as we learn the Proverbs, tells us there's something about that that is a great glory in, if we be found in the way of righteousness. Proverbs 17 and 6, children's children are the crown of the old man and the glory of children their father. So it is that we, when we grow older, it is that we can be, as an elderly person, the crown of glory to our children. Our glory is that we have walked in the way of righteousness, and our children can rise up and give thanks to God for it. We also learn in Leviticus 19 and 32, "Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear the Lord thy God. I am the Lord." Here is a command then that those who are younger are to shed honor and glory upon those who have reached the age of maturity. We also learn in Deuteronomy 34 and 7, "And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, and his natural forces abated." Here is Moses, mature in years. God had blessed him with years. He had also blessed him with the ability to stay alert. So that's a great blessing that God gives us. It is an honor then to live long enough that the wonders of our years may turn our hair white. We may be a little old and decrepit, but yet it is a great honor that God has blessed us with maturity. We become more appreciative. We become an individual who can appreciate every day the Lord gives us, and every day means a great deal to us because God has blessed us with it. We can say as a psalmist, "This is a day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it." But here is another, number two. Not only is it an honor for us to grow old, but I believe we must learn to accept the problem of aging. I think we understand this and know that there is problems when we get older. They come whether we want them or not. You remember in Ecclesiastes 12 and 1, it starts off that great chapter, "Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, and thy soul shall say, I have no pleasure in them." So here he says to remember your Creator in the days of your youth. For those evil days may come, and we will say we have no pleasure in them. The strong man loses his strength, and he becomes weaker. In that 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes, we usually use that first verse to our young people, and I preach sermons on it. But we forget sometimes to read the rest of that chapter, when it talks about the fact that we will get old. And it explains to us that our eyes will not be able to behold that sun and that moon and the stars because our windows will be dimmed or darkened. It also tells us that our hands, once strong, the strong man of our hands, that they'll become shaky. That's just a natural process of growing old. That our teeth will be scarce. They'll begin to fall out. And I know that some of us have spent a pretty good fortune on them to try to keep them. But nevertheless, the grinders will cease at the mill. Our hearing will be impaired. It'll be the fact that we'll not hear the birds sing as clearly. Or it might be like the two people who are quite elderly, sitting on the front porch, and the husband said, the wife said, "It's windy, isn't it?" She says, "No, it's Thursday." He said, "Well, I am too. Let's get us a drink." So we don't hear as well as we once did. And then another thing, that our mentality may not be what it once was. More difficult for us to learn. More difficult for us to obtain that which we learned. As a bumper sticker said on the automobile, I finally got it together, but I forgot where I put it. Well, what I'm saying is, when we grow old, our memory begins to deteriorate, and we have to adjust in aging. Not only are we going to get old, but we must accept the fact that we are getting old. And do you know there will be lonely times in our life when we grow old? The burden may be, as this letter tells us, Ecclesiastes 12, that even a grasshopper may be a great burden to us. Our desires will fail, it says, and those lonely days will come. Relatives and friends may slip away, and we seem to be left alone. Have known many good years together, but those that we have known rapidly going down the valley one by one. The springtime has turned into winter, and we face the snowy days of winter. Sometimes our children will forsake us and maybe not visit us like they ought to. We feel we're not wanted. We feel we may be in the way, and they say we're old fogies and we're out of date. You need to get in step with the society. And sometimes it might hurt our feelings, but we must accept those things to be something that is inevitable in life. And we may even think we are burdened to all walks of life, and we're just about sometimes ready to give up. The problem of age is one that our society is faced with, our government is faced with. We're living longer, and we're having to find places to put those who are not able to wait upon themselves. Life expectancy is so great that our nursing homes are filled and our assisted homes are filled, and it's beginning to get a problem where we're going to put them. So when we realize if we're going to grow old gracefully, we're going to have to recognize and accept there'll be problems in aging. It just comes with the time. Then number three, in order for us to grow old gracefully, I think we need to grow old in faith. The faith that we have in God. Hebrews 11:1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is in that sixth verse that without that faith it's impossible to please God. Without Him, He says, without that faith we can't please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He's the reward of them that diligently seek Him. 2 Peter 1 tells us to add to our faith virtues, knowledge, and temperance, faith, and so on. So it is with that faith that we have in God that we need to grow old gracefully with. Faith in God, faith in Christ, faith in the very fact that the Bible is inspired, it gives those promises to us. So with a faith we can hold on to these precious promises, and we can grow old gracefully. Don't you think Paul did in his life, even though serving a great servant of God and yet persecution on every hand? But when the days of his life were short and he's about the end of his journey, 2 Timothy 4:6, "For I am now ready to be offered, the time of my departure at hand. Fought a good fight, I finished the course, I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me in that last day, and not to me only, but to all them that love His appearing." So knowing that God will reward those that are faithful, we can hold on to life, growing old gracefully, because of the faith that we have in Him. We need to cultivate not only faith to grow old gracefully, but we need to cultivate the thing that is known as love. That beautiful 1 Corinthians 13, "Now abideth is faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity or love." Oh, but if we have the love that God bestowed upon us to eliminate the steps of Christ in love, we can recognize that this great charity or love is something that is precious to us. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I'm become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I'm nothing. I can be the greatest philanthropist in the world, give all that I have to poor, unless I have love, it'll profit me nothing. So then we cultivate all the days of our life that love. Let me tell you, I believe that one of the most beautiful pictures that we can have in our lives is to see those who grow old together gracefully in the last years of their life walking hand in hand together with the Lord still in love. That's a beautiful picture. Where true love abounds, it overflows one to another as husband and wife. So we grow old graceful in love. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. To love Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in His Word, and depend upon His precious promises. That's to grow old gracefully. And then we grow old gracefully in gratitude. Ability to be able to say thank you. I appreciate that. Gratitude for the length, the breadth, the depth of God's love. For the life that He's given us, for the days that He's given us. To be able to say thank you. Are we like the people who were afflicted with leprosy, 10 of them? Jesus cured them completely. Only one, and he was the Samaritan, turned around and simply said, thank you. I sometimes think that we, even in our maturity of life, growing old in life, that we fail to sit down and thank God for every day that He gives us. We must develop that characteristic if we're going to grow old gracefully. To be able to show gratitude, looking forward for another day that God will grant us. We're going to love life and see good days. The Bible says that we need to control our tongue. We need to be able to appreciate the things that He has given to us. Psalms 118 and verse 24. This is a day the Lord hath made. We'll be glad and rejoice in it. Maybe a little troublesome to us, but the Lord has made it and we're going to be thankful for it. 1 Timothy 6 and 6. The Bible says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. We bought nothing in the world and surely shall carry nothing out. Philippians 4 and verse 11. Now, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Isn't it a beautiful thing to grow old? I think it is, and I think as a young man that I could see those who are growing old and appreciate them. I've always tried to cultivate that thing of growing old gracefully. The last point I want to make. I think we need to grow gracefully in hope. To have the anchor of the soul is a great thing for you and I. In the book of Titus, chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, in hope of eternal life. That's our hope, isn't it? Of eternal life. Hebrews 6 and 19, it says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Titus 2 and 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteous, and godly in this present world, looking forward to the blessed hope and the glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Looking forward. Hold on to that anchor of the soul. Going home to be with the Lord. As we visit our nursing home to those who have matured, sometimes afflicted, most of the time, they'll say, I want to go home. But I tell you something that touches my heart more than that. To hold the hand of a dying old saint who says, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. to hold on to the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Going home to an inheritance, Peter says, that's incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. What a great blessing it is for us to grow old in Christ Jesus.